Hachette Audio presents Where the Lockwood Grows, written by Olivia A. Cole, read by Madeline Curry. Dedication. For everyone who believes we still have time. In the Lockwood, we have a formidable enemy and a powerful friend. It can't be cut by any ordinary axe. It can't be burned. It grows to a towering height overnight. But like a loyal friend, it is dependable. It does what we need when we most need it. The oxygen it provides is equivalent to a rainforest. It stops wildfire in its tracks. The Lockwood's trimmings can be used to make toilet paper, brick, packaging, and then the pods. What a gift of science and nature. There were some mistakes in the early execution of the Lockwood's power, but we've learned from those mistakes. To dwell on them is to take our eye off the shimmering promise of our future. Governor Mavalon Weil. Before I was called into the trees, I would daydream. Before tree shoes, I was barefoot. Me and my sister running through the tangle once the light broke through. Hirana flapped her arms big and slow. She was a dragon. What are you? Whatever she was, I was too. Two dragons. Two flying elephants. Two griffins. Flying through the almost dark. She's older, so the Lockwood trees called her first. When it was my turn, I gave up bare feet for tree shoes. Do you remember what I told you? Yes. Stay small. Move slow. We weren't dragons anymore. Chapter 1. I'm not afraid of the dark. If you think about the darkness the wrong way, it might seem like it's hiding something from you. A spider, or a monster, or a ghost. But it helps if you make friends with the dark. Like I have. The old folks need headlamps to get dressed, but when I wake up, my hands and feet find their way. Cave dark. Belly dark. Like our entire town of Prine has been swallowed. But we haven't been swallowed, because I hear the tiny, sticky steps of a beetle on my Windows screen. I imagine it's saying good morning, and I answer under my breath.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?